They came to the sea, and the wind was strong. Pinocchio saw Geppetto in a little boat. "Father," he cried, "dead!" His father looked up and saw him, and then suddenly he fell into the water. "Dead!" shouted Pinocchio. "I will help you!" And bravely he jumped into the sea. The waves were big, and Pinocchio went up and down all day. But he couldn't find his father. Some hours later, the water carried Pinocchio to an island. Pinocchio lay on the sand. He was tired, lonely, and hungry, but he was alive. After a while, he got up. He saw people working. Two men were making baskets. "Hello," said Pinocchio. "Can you give me some bread?" "You have to work for your food here," they said. Another man was mending a net. "Do you know how to mend nets?" he said. Said Pinocchio. Then an old woman said, "Help me to carry this bucket of water, and I'll cook something for you." Pinocchio didn't want to carry the bucket, but he was very hungry. The bucket was very heavy, but Pinocchio carried it all the way to the old woman's house. "Thank you," she said, and she cooked something nice for him. Then Pinocchio saw her blue hair. "It's you," he cried, "the kind friend." "Yes," she said, "but you are different." "Yes, I am older now." "Will I grow older?" asked Pinocchio. "No," she said, "puppets can't grow. Only real boys can grow." Then Pinocchio started to cry. "I want to be a real boy. I don't want to be a wooden puppet." "If you go to school and work hard," she said, "then you will become a real boy." So the next day Pinocchio went to school. "Oh," shouted the school bullies, "a puppet?" "You can't learn anything, wooden head," said a boy. But Pinocchio didn't listen to them. He worked hard. He listened to the teacher. He didn't talk in class. And he made friends with a boy called Candlewick. The kind friend was pleased with him. "Tomorrow evening you'll be a real boy," she said.